Now, the rest of the story. May 7, 1915. The British steamship Lusitania was torpedoed by a German submarine off the coast of Ireland. The ship sank. Nearly 1,200 lives were lost. Now, you've heard of the Lusitania. But what about the sinking of the Eastland? You see, July 24, 1915, that's 2.5 months after the Lusitania disaster, the United States passenger ship Eastland went to the bottom, taking a third of her passengers with her, and there was absolutely no excuse for her to have gone down. She was a big vessel, capacity of about 3,000 people. More than 2,500 passengers and a crew of 72 were on board that fateful morning. It was overcast, there was mist in the air, and occasional drizzle, but the water was calm. By 7 a.m., most of the passengers were wide awake, up and about. Many were on the top deck. One survivor recalled the captain expressing concern over the pitch of the ship side to side. It seemed to be leaning in the water, precariously, he thought. He was right. A few minutes later, the ship's bell rang loudly. If it had been a warning bell, it was too late. In one awesome, rolling movement, the ship just turned over. I mean, in seconds, the SS Eastland was upside down, her hull glistening above the surface like the belly of a dead whale. Most on the top deck were thrown free of the ship. Astonished, they clung to anything and anyone that was floating. Less fortunate were those trapped in their staterooms, many crushed by flying furniture, and those in common areas buried under an avalanche of fellow passengers. For some, death was mercifully instantaneous. Others, stranded in air-pocketed compartments, died an inch at a time as the water slowly seeped in around them. A rescue party arrived quickly. In fact, had it not been for their promptness, the Eastland calamity might well have been the greatest tragedy ever of its kind. As it was, the loss of 812 lives ranked the SS Eastland number 6 on an infamous worldwide list of watery mass death. The Titanic, the Lusitania, the Empress of Ireland, the General Slocum, the Borgogna, the Eastland. The rescue mission in that lattermost case was as harrowing as the sinking itself. Acetylene torches were able to burn through the hull, freeing the few who were able to stay alive in those pockets of trapped air, but one diver, horrified by the gruesome underwater ballet of the dead, lost his mind. Long after the survivors had returned to their homes, the investigation dragged on, because as I've said, there was no excuse at all for the sinking of the Eastland. No iceberg, no torpedo, no tidal wave. Merely too many passengers and an essentially faulty ship's design. By the way, did I mention that this, the sixth ranking maritime disaster, did not even occur at sea, but on the way to Lake Michigan in the Chicago River in 18 feet of water while the ship was moored to the dock. Now, you know the rest of the story.